This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Get up and go on bites.
So, I don't know if anyone else is living in this area, maar I suppose no one daar is wat maar okay. What do you do now for fun and for entertainment and that sort of thing? Johnny Lowe wou net geweet het, want hy wil movies toe gaan. Morning Johnny Lowe, hoe gaan het daar?
My bro.
I feel like we're in a western, or you're singing a country song to me.
My bro.
Wat maak 'n mens in die aard?
Wat is dit? Boetie, ek het vir een van die manne gesê, luister gou so, hoekom het jy my nie gesê die plek is so warm, my man? Die plek is warm. Nee, ons het hierdie laaste 2 dae, 37, 38, 40's het hy gedraai. En I'm staying in a hostel with a little fan and 2 open windows.
Yeah.
And it's a humbling experience. Shame, but it's only, I did it to bring back the memories. You know, I'm 53 years old. I wanted to sleep in a koshuiskamer weer. Uh-huh. Verstaan jy? And it's such a wonderlike, but it also meant that the children are close to me. And I eat with them, uh-huh. And I dine, and you know. Maar dit is so lekker. Ek is genooi deur die gemeenskap en die beheerliggaam van Hoërskool De Aar. En ek is nou al my derde dag. Ek het vanoggend 'n lekker vol saal 690 kinders gehad. En dit was dit het baie goed gegaan, maar ek sit nou hier en praat met jou met so 'n lappie op my kop. So ek lyk soos Doekop van 'n Merwe, my broer. Maar ons is positief en ek gaan nou weer terug skool tussen 10:00 en dan vat ek weer groepe en dan vanmiddag het ek die sportspanne en môre maak ek die graad 11s en 12s in groot groepe. Amazing. So 2-3 ure wat ons met hulle spandeer om so 'n bietjie grondslagfase, 'n karakter en toekoms en hoop en sulke goeders in te sit. So dis lekker my boetie en ek geniet dit. Evangelist on the road is always living the dream, yeah. Man, living the dream.
That sounds amazing. Yo, what a privilege to be able to speak into the lives of young people like the Somada and the R. And I've been to the R once, maybe twice in my life, mostly as a through fare to another place. But to be able to have somebody step in and that's maybe somebody they don't know well or they've never met before, bringing a fresh perspective of life and the future. Man, what a privilege for die young men, sir.
Yeah, it's absolutely my privilege, my brother, because you know, to speak into the lives of our youth and to give them hope for the future, man. You know, and the reaction of the children is spontaneous. It's energetic. En maar gisteraand het ons 'n ouer aand gehad.
Yeah.
En Brady, jy weet. Soos die dag aangaan, dan sê die juffrou wat nou alles by mekaar sit, dan sê sy vir my, Johnny, ons met ons ouere aande kry is maar so 10 of seker so 15 ouers, né? Nee.
Ja.
En ek sê van maar ons we trust the Lord to bring the people en ons het nou al 'n bietjie met die kinders gewerk en al dag daar net 2 of 3 op. Prayed for many times in my life, you know, once in Hermanus, the Black Southeaster came up and it blew everything away and there was a major event booked and the evening when I got to the hall there was about 20 people and the Lord says to me, give them your best. And it's times like that when there's people there that go out and they wanted to be there, they go out with a plan. En gisteraand, ek kom 5:00, 5:10 is ek by die saal, ons moet nou 4:15 begin, en daar's niemand, there's nobody. En baie mense, especially evangelists, they put on Facebook,
yeah.
Many lives turn to Jesus and full holes, but it's not them calling. It's a moed, die kinders moed sal toekom, en so, is nou, hulle het nou gepraat met die, dit is nie waar jy dit, dis waar daar een vrywillige roep is. En Brad, I was so humbled, man.
Mm.
10 past 5, all of a sudden, the people just started streaming in, children and their parents. And I was humbled, a full hall.
Wow.
Right? On a Tuesday evening in the R. And the woman that puts it together, she started crying. She says, Johnny, I've never seen this. And I was just thanking Jesus because they came because his love spoke to little hearts, and that little hearts went home and said, Mama, come with me, and Papa, come with me. And it was a humbling experience. But last night, I just spoke, and this is my word for today as well,
yeah.
My brother, that there's no better hope than a good example. Living a life that gives an example to other people is the hope that stirs people to imitate who you are and who Jesus is in you. And if we want to give hope to our children, let us live a life of an example of the King. And that is the hope that our houses and our communities needs. We need role players. We need mentors. And that is the hope for the future, that Jesus has put that hope into us. And he says, imitate me so that they can imitate you, so that in 10 years' time, young children can imitate them, so that they can imitate my heart and my desire. And this morning I got an SMS from one of the parents that says, Johnny, thank you. My children had a discussion last night and they thanked me as a parent for the example. And they said they are going to follow my example for the rest of their lives.
Wow.
And Brady, there's good people out there, man. And we need to get them together in unity so that we can strike a fist for Jesus, you know? And so my heart is just today to say to you, keep up your example, live it by the best, be the best example of the version of yourself. And then learn from the humble and soft way of Jesus so that our children can have an example in this hard Deur Mekaar Lewe. And that's my story for today, my brother.
Yeah, we love it, Johnny. Thank you. It's one thing talking about it. It's another thing when you go and do it. So thanks for leading, inspiring us to say, hey, maybe I can also be a part of something. Go out there and be Jesus in this world that needs us so desperately. Johnny, ons gee jou krag vir die dag. En mag 'n cool wynkie oor jou waai.
O, hallelujah. As ek kom vol, gaan ek vir jou dadelijk, soos ek toe in die Karibiese eilande was, daar seewater is soos badwater, toe zwem ek, toe kry ek koue stroom, toe volg ek die koue stroom, toe ek vir my kom kry, toe ek kom 30 kilometer van die strand af. So, jy weet, maar ek geniet dit, man, en ek gaan die naweek 'n bietjie Middelburg toe, ek moet daar gaan bedien, and then next week I'm speaking with you from the Free State, alma mater hometown.
Yeah,
back Brandfort, the fun Morrison.
Back between the chickens and the eggs next week. All the many blessings and safe travels and yes, strength for you. As somebody once told me, grease for your elbows for all of the hard work you have to do for Jesus. So you go out there and do your thing. And thanks for this morning, Johnny.
Thank you, my brother. God bless you, my brother.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.